Morning, everyone. So from today's scripture, we sort of read about three very distinct relationships where Paul was talking about in the book of Ephesians. Instead of talking about relationship, I actually want to talk about the roles and responsibilities within those relationships and how we can also strengthen ourselves, help one another to build upon what God has called us to do in his lifetime. Today, you know, besides these relationships like husband, wives, and children, parents, slaves, masters, obviously we also have other roles and responsibility in our lifetimes. There's a bunch of teachers here. There are a bunch of students here. Obviously, most of you go to school every day, so you're a teacher. I'm sorry, you're a student besides Uncle Jonathan, who is a professor, so he's a teacher every day. And there's also, you know, people that are working. Our roles and responsibility would be employer versus employee. So we need to, our role is to do what we can as best as what Bible just said. You know, we need to do wholeheartedly because in this particular case, we are a slave. We need to do what God has asked us to do it with our heart as we're doing our work to the Lord. So that's what I want to talk about today. Before I want to get into it, recently I was just, you know, Googling and watching the Yahoo News. There was a video off YouTube talking about a Southern California high school football team. I'm not sure how many of you watched that very short YouTube where there was roughly 2-3 seconds left in the regular game, and there were about 80 yards to go. In the NFL, 80 yards doing a Hail Mary is probably very easy to do. Or for a high school quarterback to try to throw 80 yards to the end zone, it's a challenge. And I'm sure most, you know, for those who play football, John Lowe's laughing, throwing 80 yards all the way to the end zone and hoping the receiver's over there catching the ball. It's a big challenge. But this one particular Southern California high school team, the regular quarterback hurt himself around second quarter already. So they have put a running back to be a quarterback. So, now that's a big challenge, right? Trying to get a regular running back, trying to throw a football 80 yards. That's a big challenge. But anyway, so he got his new assignment. He went in there as a quarterback. 2 seconds to go in the regular game, 80 yards to go. They were down roughly 3 points. So what you need is a touchdown to win. 2 seconds left, regular game. He was just basically running around, scrambling in the backyard. You know, these guys are protecting him so he doesn't get knocked down. He found an open man. He threw the ball. The man ran all the way to the end zone. Anyway, they scored a touchdown. So they won the game. So keep that story in your heads as I start going to some of the, you know, what I want to talk about later. Is, you know, each person on that football team has a responsibility. What is this, you know, particularly those guys sort of protecting the quarterback. You want to make sure the defender, the defense guy, doesn't come over and knock this guy down. As a responsibility for the receiver, what is his job? His job is to find an open spot so the quarterback can throw the ball to him. And what's once he catches the ball, what he's got to do? His responsibility is run all the way to the end zone and score, right? But keep that in mind, you know, this is the roles and responsibilities we all have in our daily life, whether you're playing football, whether you're in school, being a teacher, being a student, we all have our roles and responsibilities. So in the first part of the verses that we read, which talks about husband and wife, Paul, you know, talking about the relationship of wives and husband in this relationship, he's also talking about Jesus to church. So Jesus is the head of the church, and he is our Savior. So the church must obey to the head, meaning to our Jesus Christ. So in the Bible, it continues to talk about, you know, how Jesus loved the church, that he's willing to give himself up for the church. Today, many husbands, if they were just to read the Bible and just pick the verses that they like, you know, which verse do you think they would like to pick and then tell the wife? Is obviously 24, right? 24 says, wives shall submit to their husband in everything. And they're all trying to skip everything else, right? Everything else meaning like, for example, verse 26, give himself up for her. husbands all to love their wives as their own body. So, when we read the Bible, we have to read the whole thing. As husband, you know, we need to basically follow the Bible word by word. We need to not just picking, you know, the part that we like to hear, and that's it. So the Bible is important to a husband. So what we need to do, husbands, we need to be able to willingly give up ourselves for our wives, because that's what the Bible also said. So what responsibility does a husband have? So what we are the head of the wife, we are the head of the household, we must love our wife as our body. Just like the Bible said, we need to cleanse her, washing her through the words of from our Lord, to be her spiritual leader, not just be a figurehead. We need to be able to bring her up to the Lord and also every now and then listen to their complaints. So what about the wives? Right? As Bible said, the wives must submit everything to the husband, just like church must submit to Christ. But they must not submit above the Christ, because God is our head. We cannot do anything above and beyond what God is telling us. So, and the husband must like must love the wife, just like, you know, loving the church, that we must submit ourselves to her. And also help her to be without stain, without wrinkle, without any blemish, and help her to be holy, to be blameless. Now, wives also play a very important role in our daily lives. They're kind of like husband's right-hand person. They help us to bring up kids. You know, if there's a school activity, if husband's at work, the wives typically will be driving them around. So now, most, you know, as we all get married, we all take a vow saying, you know, we will protect our wife, love our wife till the end. Now, we actually have a person that will be getting married pretty soon. I'm sure he'll be saying the same thing, that he will love his wife to the end. So that's, you know, the vow that we have to do, just like what Bible is telling us. As husband, we need to help our wives, to bring our wives, you know, up spiritually, and also protect her and love her. Now, similarly, if we start in chapter 6, it talks about children and parents, slaves and master. It's a very similar meaning, because there is always a head between the two relationship. God is our father, he's our master. So, just like Bible said here, honor your father, mother, that will may go well with you. Serve your master wholeheartedly. In these verses, God clearly spelled out, you know, the roles and responsibility we have in our daily life to fulfill. Chosen as God's children, we must obey God's command. Excuse me. When we're serving, understand that we must serve wholeheartedly, just because God gave us individually a role, a responsibility. We're not doing it for men, but we're doing it for God, just like, you know, Bible is saying here. So, again, if we're a slave, or we're an employee working for a manager, working for a company, this is a God giving us an opportunity to work, to have a job, to earn a living, but we must do it with wholeheartedly as we're serving to our Lord. So, if we do the best we can, we're also glorifying our Lord in our daily lives, whatever we're doing at work, in school. So, besides these, you know, what are other additional roles that we may have in our daily life, and what are the responsibilities? Students, teachers, you know, Sunday school. You may be a student, and there is a Sunday school teacher trying to share God's words with you. But one day, just kind of like the mission team that we have this summer, you may be a student one day, but next day you'll be going to China and share the words with other kids. So, remember, our role doesn't fix as a student for a long period of time. You may have multiple roles, multiple responsibility, that may change from occasion to occasion, from situation to situation. So when God is asking you to do something, He's actually preparing us. As we're learning God's words, as we're learning God's music, for example, He is probably preparing us for something we don't see today. So we have an opportunity this summer that we went out to share God's word. So we did not learn those words overnight just by reading the textbook, reading the Bible. So here are the words that we're going to share with kids, youth in Jamusi. We learn all these through a period of time. And in our role as a student, we try to grasp as much as possible. As a teacher, we obviously want to share our words from the Lord to others so more people will understand His words, more people will be able to understand His words, and one day He will be used in His own kingdom. So the other thing that in the Bible also talk about other roles and responsibility in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. So there God also appointed first all apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then workers of miracle, and those have gifts of healing, those able to help others, those with gifts of administration, and those speaking different kinds of tongues. And also in 1 Chronicles, even among the Levites, where they're serving the tabernacle, their people will be doing it as gatekeepers, people will be in charge of articles that will be used during the temple service, people will be baking the offering bread, people will be in charge of the Sabbath, the bread set on the table, and their musicians. So as you can see, Bible also talk about other roles and responsibility in our daily life. So there are many things that we may, there are many roles and responsibility, and there are many different ones, but God always gives us a gift, a talent, as we're doing what He wants us to do. So in God prepares us. He doesn't just throw us into a particular role or give us a particular responsibility without preparing us. So, as you remember the parable of the talents in Matthew 25, there the master gave different amount of talents to different workers. So, he doesn't just give same amount to everybody. He doesn't give, same talent to everybody. So, imagine I was talking about football. If everybody's talent was a quarterback, who's going to be a receiver? If everybody was a receiver, who's going to be a defense man? So everybody have their own talent. Everybody have to understand their roles and their responsibility. And we also need to work as a team. Now, every other week or every few weeks, the youth will be assigned to clean the church up. And normally there will be one person handing out your assignment. Now, each one of you will have a role, let's say maybe vacuuming, cleaning the fellowship hall. But there's also a responsibility to go with that, right? Now, you may be done with your own work. Let's say you finish up cleaning the floor here or to finish up the bathroom. However, other people may not either have not started or maybe just halfway done. As a team, your assignment, the overall assignment, is to clean the whole church up. So if one or two people have not completed their task yet, do you think the whole cleaning assignment is completed? No. So what I'm trying to say is not only you have your own roles and responsibility, but there's also teamwork associated with that. So we also need to understand our roles and responsibility, but we also need to understand there's also a team concept here. So as I said, now on the football team, I'm sorry, I'm talking about football. I'm hoping most guys can understand it anyway. There's quarterbacks, wide receivers, tight end, et cetera, et cetera. They all know their roles and responsibility. They all know what they need to do on the team. But they also have one goal in common, that is to score points. If you're a defense guy, you basically, one goal as a team as a whole is you're preventing the other team to score. So in God's kingdom, what is our goal? Our goal is to share His gospel, to share it with as many people as possible, and to be used by Him. So, now, we now have the roles and responsibility. We now have God-given talents or gifts. Now, it doesn't just come overnight saying, okay, I know all these, now I can do it. We also need to practice. Just like I'm here today. This is my first time here today giving sermon. as I was telling Nathan a couple weeks ago, I said, Nathan, I know you asked me to come up to speak about 3 months ago, I believe, and I have been away in Asia for more than 50% in the summer. I really didn't have time to prepare. Can you move me through the fourth quarter of this year instead of today? He said, no, you didn't give me enough notice. You still have to give your talk. I said, fine. I kind of struggled a little bit, went home, talked to pray to God. So if this is God's will, so I guess I don't have a choice. I have to do it. And a couple weeks ago, I found out that I may have to go to Germany for a business trip. I said, wow, good, that's a perfect opportunity. I can use that as my excuse not to speak. So I thought about it, and just in the process of starting an email to Nathan, and then my boss said, hold off on that trip. You may not have to go. I said, fine, okay, I don't have to go. God, I guess you really want me to speak. So that's good. I know this is God's plan. I obey God's plan, so I start seeking for his words. Just Thursday, my boss said, get your trip ready. Go to Germany next week. I said, well, God, I guess I can't really send Nathan an email now saying I cannot come on Sunday to speak. So anyway, as you can see, sort of God has planned for everything. And God has also given me an opportunity to speak his words with you, to share his words with you. So God is also very persistent. So as you remember in the book of Jonah, where God gave Jonah a task to do, but Jonah also said, you know, God, I don't want to do it. He's trying to escape from it. And then he got on the boat, and obviously we all remember the story. The high wind knocked him off, and he was in a big fish for 3 days, but then obviously he obeyed. He obeyed God's command to follow it. So God always has a plan, and God is always very persistent if he wants us to do something. And he would always give us an opportunity to practice what we need to do. And so when we're called to do his work, if he assigned us a task, let's just respond saying, God, yes, I will do it. I will follow your instruction, and I know you will prepare me. As I was talking about teamwork, in Bible, for example, in Luke chapter 10, it also says Jesus sent these disciples out two by two. So God always sent people out to do his work in teams. So one person will be able to help the other. When one falls down, the other person will be able to help him to bring him up, whether spiritually, physically. This is sort of God's plan that we need to do things as a teamwork. So this is also very important as we start sharing God's doing work and serving in God's ministry in our everyday life. So, you know, as brothers and sisters, we must help one another also to grow spiritually. We're not just here as individually facing God. We're also here to help one another, to bring everybody up, and we can face God together as a whole. Sometimes, you know, it may be a challenge. It may be very difficult to do, especially when someone has a different opinion of yours. But we must learn to overcome that. You know, we need to pray God for help. That also includes myself. So as I said, you know, I had the privilege this summer to go to China with a bunch of great brothers and sisters to share God's words with kids in Jiamusi. You know, I was able to see God's blessing in my own eyes. You know, in Jiamusi, where Xiaoying had a sore throat, so I sort of picked up some of the translation work. But then one day, I had a sore throat, and I wasn't able to speak much at all. But then Uncle Michael picked up the slack, so he helped to do also some of the translation. And as we were start teaching, we ran out of teaching material. I give thanks that Vivian and Juliet, they step up to the plate. They start teaching some music, sharing music with them, shouting to play the keyboards. There were no complaints. There was a lot of teamwork. When one falls down, the other one helped to bring up the whole team. Well, I mean, there's one little complaint. That was about the bathroom facility, right, Julia? But besides that, overall, we can see God's work in our particular trip. If God has something he wants us to do, he will always equip us, and he will give us his love and that we're able to share his love and his talent with the kids in Jiamusi. So, you know, as we follow God as our master in unison, just like his slave, you know, we were able to fulfill his calling this summer to share the words with those kids in Jiamusi. Now, recently I also watched a video about Pastor Nick, an Australian pastor. I'm not sure how many know about Pastor Nick. He's the guy doesn't have any limbs, no arms, no legs. He called his tiny leg a drumstick. So he was talking to a bunch of high school students. And, you know, you can imagine for a pastor or a person without any limbs, what do you think his roles and responsibility in this lifetime? What do you think God wants him to do? You know, obviously he struggled a little bit when he was young, but later he understood what God is calling him to do. He later on, you know, became a pastor. His father was also a pastor as well. So this one particular video, he was sharing with a bunch of high school students. You know, he told his kids that, you know, each one of you is a beautiful creation by him. Each one of you is wonderful in God's eyes. Each one of you has a purpose in life, that you will be used by him in his own ministry. So, and also in Acts chapter 20, 24 also says, I consider my life worth nothing to me if I may finish the race, complete the task, what God has given me. You know, that is the task of testifying the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, each one of us has roles, have roles and responsibility, but what is the most important responsibility in our life is to share his gospel with others, to help those non-believers to come to our Lord, to understand that he is our Savior. Now, God is always calling for workers. There's lots of work out there, and he's always calling people to serve him. And God is always giving us talents. So we need to discover the talents that he has given us, that use it in his own kingdom, use it in his own ministry. Now, as we understand all these, don't be afraid to try something new. He will always give us a practice field that we can practice what he has given us, the talents. Now, we must also obey his command and listen and respond to his calling when he called us to do something. Now, let us also help one another to bring up our spiritual life, to love him better. So when you're giving assignment, don't be afraid, because God will equip us. God will give us a talent. Just like, you know, in second part of chapter 6 in Ephesians, the armor of God. God will give us the armor to fight against the war with evils. So don't be afraid. God is always there to protect us. God is always there to give us the talents, and he will always be there, be with us. So I'd like to ask you to pray with me. Lord, we give thanks for all the talents and all the gifts that you have given to each one of us. Lord, we also give thanks for the roles and responsibility that you have assigned to our lives. They may be changing on a daily basis, but Lord, we know you have a purpose in our life, because we are your own creation. Lord, as we're serving you, serving your ministry, Lord, please be with us, guide us, help us, be our master, and lead us to where you want us to go. Because everything we do is to glorify your own name. Lord, we give thanks for everything, because you have provided to us everything that we need. Without you, Lord, we're nothing. We give thanks. In your son's name, we pray. Amen. Thank you.